Wonderful start. All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh,
when you are.
Oh, you're right behind me. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Vegeta. Welcome to the Salt Cast. We've got the captain. We've got other people. We've got even more other people. It's wonderful. I'm going to sit down now.
What's up, guys? So this is the third episode, because the last episode I didn't even mess with. Guess what? We're unprepared again, but we got some great people here today. We have Solstice. If you guys want to plug your names on stuff on Twitch or YouTube, go for it.
Solstice on YouTube, if you can see the nameplate. Hello. Don't usually do VR chat stuff, but soon. Like tomorrow night, I think my first one will go up.
Yeah, I think I already subscribed to you. And then we got Lamod. Been hanging out with these two. I met him yesterday. Yeah.
I go by Lemon, but you call me Lamod.
I call him Lamod all the time. Do you have any channels or anything?
No, but I enjoy watching YouTube.
He enjoys watching YouTube.
You should subscribe.
It's free real estate.
It's free real estate.
All right, Green Cat. What's up,
yo,
dude? We got Green Cat, Hogfather, and Guy Gunimi. I just say Guy. And then Undia. And I'm sure other people will join in a little bit, but we got this all recorded. I'm hoping to upload the video. Actually, that camera angle's not showing anyone how to fix this. We'll do it right here. Up right there. Okay. Yeah, that looks good. We'll leave that there. So basically, we're just going to be super improv because we're not prepared, but we'll get prepared next week. I know I said it last week, but this week is the week. I'm gonna make out all of your channels. Huh?
I'd like to start with a question for Hog.
Sure,
why don't British chicks like me?
Okay.
If you want the honest answer, they think Americans are arrogant.
Ooh.
I feel like my genuine, like, I'm very genuine. So I feel like that should counteract that.
I mean you'd be lucky to find a British chick that would think that was, you know, attractive in a sense.
All right, okay. Okay, fine. This is cementing my like for New Zealand girls.
New Zealand girls, Australian girls. That's the thing that you'll learn. Well, he doesn't like Australian girls. I'll take whatever I can get, but
Australians are weird.
It's like a swim away. We all agree. You swim across, you'll get most best words, whatever.
Could you help me out, though? Do you have any, like, British pickup lines?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Do they not like pickup lines?
No, they really don't. I don't think they appreciate them at all.
Wait, what
next
kind
time
of...
I meet a British chick, I'll talk about my money.
No, it's all right. I've got one for you. You walk up to them in a bar and you say, "Hey, do you like bangers and mash? I'll bang your mash."
That'll get their attention.
It won't work, but it'll get their attention.
That's like a food or something, right?
Yeah, that's why you have a wingman. That wasn't me.
He's onto something. He's really onto something.
Yeah.
We gotta get Solstein to Britain.
So, I guess, let's talk about VR chat then, because that's something that we haven't done for some reason in any of these episodes. There's only been two, but... VR chat. So, when did you guys start VR chat? We'll just go around the table, like a 70 show episode or something.
Oh, we're starting with me.
Yeah. We'll start with you.
Oh, jeez. All right. It's only been a few weeks, I think. Yeah.
That's why did you start doing it? Who influenced you to come on?
Well, I saw a lot of videos on YouTube about VR chat, and I thought, well, I gotta play this, but I can't until I get a headset. So I waited till I got a headset, and now I'm here.
I think what started it for me was the Knuckles meme, even though, like, we all know that's trash.
Yeah, it was exactly the same for me.
Yeah, but we all know that that's what brought a lot of people in, because it's, like, because you could see that you could use different avatars to, I think it's a great way to express yourself, too. That's why a lot of people do it. You guys can also learn a lot of things from doing VR chat, uploading models, like, making worlds, uploading models, all that stuff is something that I didn't even know how to do, but VR chat makes it super easy.
Yeah. learned more about 3D modeling in the last couple of weeks than I have my entire life.
Yeah, it's super crazy some of the things people can do here. And I think that hopefully, I mean, I hope VR chat keeps growing like it is, because if it does, oh shit, sorry.
I think it's on an upward spiral. I think we're good here.
Yeah, if it does, then like maybe because the reason why people like to stream this, well, why smart people like to stream this, is because streaming this is a bunch of organic reactions that you can have, and like it's just, the content makes itself. You don't even have to really do much. You kind of set it, you're the catalyst, and then you walk around. You it's just conversations with like normal people. It's the new in real life kind of thing.
All you have to do is say you're streaming, and then you know everyone in the room that you need to block.
Oh yeah, true. I mean, and how about you, Lamont?
I joined because of Knuckles 2. I'm not gonna lie. It was funny to me. Not that I'm like racist or you know I have a weird fetish for international people. You know, it's just that it was funny to me. I don't know. It's
Mm-hmm. Do you know the way?
They missed the ball though. You know, if only like Black Panther came out like a little bit, like a couple months sooner.
Well, there is the Wakanda Knuckles now. That's a thing now. Yes.
Wait, is that really?
Yes. There's a Black Panther Knuckles model. It's very derivative. Yeah.
Well, I mean, another thing is I went on VR chat because my chat wouldn't leave me alone about actually going there and checking out Uganda, which was horrible, and I hated doing it every single time, but I did what needed to be done. I went there and I did it, and I started thinking that I should get a VR headset. I brought out a donation goal, and one of my viewers, Ryjin, actually donated all the money in a single day. I didn't think that was going to happen, but he just threw it at it. So he's the reason why I have hands.
Hands are pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, this game is good either way, but it's so nice. Like, the immersion in this game is crazy. All right, what about you, Green Cat? You were my talent manager. That's how I met him. We were running around just randomly. I don't even remember, like, what I said. It was just quick.
You just pointed at me and said, hey, you're my talent manager now. And I was just like, okay, I'll roll with this.
That's actually what happened. Yeah, I remember.
Best way to get hired.
Yeah.
Dude, I was doing that a lot. But, yeah, what got you into coming in?
Couple of weeks before like Uganda Knuckles stuff, my friend has a VR headset, and I had told him about the game from watching people on YouTube, and we just came on and had a good time. So just been coming on randomly ever since.
All right, what about you?
Do you mind if I ask him a question?
Yeah, go for it.
What is your nationality?
American.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is surprising.
So yeah, and the thing is like we've met a lot of like whenever I invite Lamont and stuff, so far what we've been doing is just going around just asking people questions. He likes to ask them if they're New Zealand or not, but I think it's mostly random stuff we kind of do. Like today we wingmanned.
I should let you know, this is the same way I act at a real bar. It's not...
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It's small talk.
He asks the same questions every time. You ask the same questions every time.
Hey, what's your national... Are you from New Zealand?
Oh, my.
Okay. Maybe.
This is exactly how I met him. He was asking, you know, My Little Ponies whether they were broken in or not.
You were what?
Is that weird?
He was.
We broke in that pony, okay? It's not weird. We trained them to ride.
We did.
We rode that pony.
Trained them to ride what?
Exactly.
You have to clarify.
We to train them.
We put our body weight on top of them.
Oh.
This is not making it better. In fact, you're just incriminating yourselves.
I think that's illegal, unless you're in Wisconsin, I think.
I don't know what's the age of consent for ponies.
Okay, we're getting this is getting out of control. Okay, it's about friendship.
All right, fair.
It was friendship. Right, we made a friend.
If you want to be my lover, you have to get with my friends, Right.
All right, what about you? Hog. Yeah, what brought you into VR? Was it the titties, anime titties?
I mean, it was the same as, you know, you, when it was the Ugandan Knuckles. Like,
yeah.
So for a video on Facebook, just thought, what the fuck is this? You know,
yeah.
I had a VR headset at the time, and I'd never heard of VR chat, and, you know, saw this video, got into it, thought, fuck, this is terrible. Why am I here? And didn't leave.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people, like, I've seen people sleep in here, dude. I don't understand it.
Oh, I've seen plenty of that. You know?
I met all of you guys in VR chat, which is weird because we're becoming good friends already. Like, Guy is in my Discord, and we've talked, and we've won 2 Fortnite games back to back.
Yep.
Damn, I've never even played.
Yeah,
that's like 30 minutes.
I don't really play. I hate that game, but it was fun though. What about you, Guy? What brought you in?
I just saw it on YouTube videos, and after that, a couple months later, I said, why not? I'll give it a try. Oh, and this is my social life now, all in virtual reality.
Dude, honestly,
it's far better. It's far better than real.
Yeah, because you can pick, I mean, you can go anywhere at any time, and there's people there. You can choose who you want to surround yourself with.
Yeah, if you pet someone, it's not going to be weird.
Well, it might be, but you can still do it.
Yeah. There's no rules.
There's no laws. It's like Westworld. So
I would pay you on Bigfoot.
No.
As you can see, I have no hands.
So, I mean, I need to quit vaping because I hate editing that shit out. God, I need nicotine, though.
But, oh, I know that feeling. Oh, God.
I think in VR chat, like, the number one, this game has to get bigger, man. It has to. I think it will.
Absolutely.
I hope it does. Because, like, this is the best. Like, if you want to watch a TV, you can make your own TV show in here if you want. You could.
I'm waiting for inventories. I want it, like, Ready Player One experience, you know? Like, I want to be able to kill someone and take all their stuff.
It's just going to turn this into Second Life if it goes that way.
You know, I tried doing that and I went straight to the sexy stuff.
Oh my.
Like, that's the only reason I downloaded it. And it was weird.
Because,
like, you know, there's more dudes on there than chicks. And it's just, I didn't.
It's just like here, they're all traps. We just didn't have a word for it then.
Yeah, I don't mess with that. But
I feel like back then, not a lot of us had a lot of, you know, good enough quality for computers.
Dude, so, I didn't. When Second Life was big, I only had, like, I was like 13.
Well, back then, computers, like streaming and YouTube, it was all,
yeah.
It was all a pipe dream. Not till 2005, 6, 7. All I know is I stopped making videos like 2 months before YouTube became a thing, or yeah. I could have been one of the first Lego stop motion channels on the internet. I kick myself every goddamn day for that.
Oh man.
You could have had yourself a Lego movie.
Oh, it would have been beautiful. Oh.
Yeah.
Undea? What about Undea?
Undea doesn't talk. They don't usually talk.
What?
Wait, oh, that's huh? so sad.
Can,
they're so small.
Can you spell out your nationality at least? I don't. I would feel more comfortable if you did.
She's like 4. I don't know if she can. Oh, that's very fancy cursive. What is that?
Germany. Really? Germany?
Wow.
I didn't know that. I thought you were
serious. Ish Lichen German beer.
I don't think it's like. I think it's. Is it Licht?
I don't specken the Deutsch.
I respecten the Deutsch. That.
You respect the judge.
I respect the Dutch. Yeah.
Good.
They make a very good beer.
What was I gonna do? I had some stuff today. What was it, yesterday, maybe? Damn. Guys, I'm not prepared, but it's okay. I'm gonna give you guys all pages. We'll get prepared next week.
I've got another VR chat related question for this next round. What's the weirdest avatar you've ever gone around as, and do you have it saved right now?
I deleted it.
Wow.
I was ashamed of it.
Don't ever be ashamed.
I think Lemon's got one for us.
Which one?
You might want to explain the sheep.
The sheep? No, that's for Zeus. That's okay. I made this avatar solely for the New Zealand chicks.
Oh,
not a lot of people understand this about New Zealand girls, but they have a thing about sheep. I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's not a sexual thing. It's like, you know, hey, I've had sheep when I was a kid. I've also had sheep growing up, and then we just hit it off. We talk about sheep, you know, they pull out their sheep avatar. I got my sheep avatar. Next thing you know, we're like in a private world.
Wait, was this based on one experience with one girl?
I met one New Zealand chick. It got really weird. But I feel like if I meet more New Zealand chicks, they won't be as... Okay, she did weird stuff, but I feel like if I can find a, you know, just introverted New Zealand chick, we will really hit it off. We'll be like friends, you know. So
this is the model I started off with.
How far did that get you?
Fucking hench.
Well, see, I ran around just going like, I bench press 46 jars of honey every goddamn day. And then...
My childhood.
And then I just go and I do some squats. And there's something weird that comes out of my butt. And I don't understand.
Is it honey?
Oh, no, it's something far saltier.
So the first this is my first one. This is the first one I ever used. I mean uploaded. Because here we go. I used this Yami Merrick, I guess that's the name. But I don't remember this guy that much off of Yu-Gi-Oh. A lot of people that come up to me with all these anime things, like when I had this avatar, they came up to me, and the guy was talking about, oh, yeah, you like to drift, huh, bro? And I'm just like, what are you talking about, man? I don't understand what you're saying. I have never watched this before. I feel like a pleb sometimes, not going to lie, when I come on here. Everyone knows all these things about different...
Didn't get a good reaction of the 19-year-old girl. I thought it would.
No. Which one?
I thought Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, the Yu-Gi-Oh one? Yeah, she didn't like it. She was 21.
Huh.
But you know, you can't trust anyone because there's some good voices out there. Like there's this one girl, Miku. That I'm not gonna give the full name out of respect.
Witness protection.
Yeah, exactly. But turns out she forgot to put on her auto tune or whatever the hell it was, voice changer. And that voice changer works really good. Okay, it works perfect. And then she turned it off. It was a dude, and I was like, oh my god, dude.
Oh no.
I don't understand.
See,
I mean,
that's why the best traps don't use voice changes. Like VR Trap Man, no voice changes there. Yeah. Scary.
It's all in the diaphragm.
It's all in the diaphragm. You gotta be able to figure out which one.
I feel like we should discuss the white spider in the room, though. I feel like he's...
The frost spider?
You can't just ask spiders why they're white.
Well, I mean, in our Discord, I named him Captain Cuckuckles. Not because it's a mean thing, it's just... one day, we were in the Discord. I actually don't remember the story, guy. It's up to you. You gotta take it from here.
I think it just got cucked, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Cool story, bro.
I'm pretty much uncucked. I'm uncucked beef in the Discord. In my main Discord, but in here, we don't have any names and stuff. This is where we go for the thing. But next week we'll be prepared. For now, we're just kind of improving the hell out of this. I'm just going to have to pull one up.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to talk about girls, right? The puss. We'd be a promise.
Pusses. Oh, that's a complete opposite of something I was just about to talk about.
Wait, what are you going to talk about?
Well, this spider reminded me. Every time I see one of these, everyone's like, oh, Skyrim, the monsters from Skyrim. Yeah. My nerd-ass brain only thinks, oh, frost spider. Oh, that's probably good, like a CR3 encounter for a Dungeons & Dragons group.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, all I'm thinking of, yeah, is like, oh, what's the DC of its breath weapon? This is why I'm so lame. Dude, I don't leave the house.
I would honestly try out some Dungeons and Dragons. Like, it used to be a nerd thing, but people are doing it now.
Oh, dude, I can run.
How old are you, Solstein?
It's Solstein, but 27.
Solstein. Shit.
Wait, you're 27 too.
I'm 27.
Oh, shit.
I play D&D nice. Still.
Oh, shit.
We made connections.
Bring me
to your world. I'm a half-elf rogue. What are you?
Nice. Well, I'm a lot of things right now. Mostly right now I'm a DM. But last time I was a... Oh, God, it was like a monk barbarian variant human. But I did play a Yuan-Ti pure blood sorcerer who didn't know he was Yuan-Ti. He thought he was human. Didn't know he was a snake man.
Wait a second. Can you do VR? Dude, someone needs to make a Dungeons & Dragons VR map so I can...
Oh, there's a... I don't know what it is. There's some place with a table and dice and a grid map. We can do this. We can make it happen, boys and girl.
You know what I want? You know what I want us to do is... All right, so next time on this podcast as well, we're not ending it right now, we have a few minutes, but next time what we need to do is we need to all collectively, since we're all part of this now, tweet it out and like try to get them to ask us questions for the next one.
Oh.
That's super
questions.
Send your salty questions.
Yes,
cover us with your salty question. I can't say that word on stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had sex in D&D?
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Absolutely. Wait, see, there's a funny story. You can do whatever you want in D&D. There's a very wonderful story regarding the spell Alter Self and this same Yuan-Ti sorcerer. It's the story of the cheese wheel.
Oh, God, do it.
Yes, so... I got very drunk at a bar one night, failed the con save, completely shittered, right before I almost drowned in the hot tub in this bar. I used Alter Self on myself to make my dick 11 inches long, but 12 inches around. It was wider than it was long. It was a goddamn cheese wheel.
Oh my God.
It became a joke. For so long. Also that when I was really drunk and I accidentally had sex with a janitor and it was a two. So cheese wheel and oh, I fucked a two. They were jokes. I'm still getting made fun of and this happened nearly a year ago.
You fucked the janitor on accident.
Oh, I fucked a two.
Was it fun with real life?
Keeping it alive.
No, it wasn't in real life. No. I don't think I've fucked a two in real life.
Okay.
It was a two. Oh my God. Oh man. Dude, I just want to ask, how do you accidentally have sex with somebody?
Oh my God.
Well, it happens. Just trust me, it happens.
Oh my.
Did you just like trip? It just.
Yeah.
My excuse is, I fell.
Oh, I fell into your vagina. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, it happens. And then repeatedly fell into it.
All right, I'll let you do your thing. Yeah. Enjoy your Latina, man.
Wait.
All right.
Oh, wait, shit. What? This is real life. He was talking
to me about $75. What the fuck are you doing?
His wife was on. Dude.
Oh, cool. All right. I call dibs. All right. Love you, too. Bye. Bye.
Wait,
love you.
Oh, wait. What a second. Wait, what?
Are you on the phone?
That was a live development.
Did you hear that?
There we all of it.
Yes.
We can't hear that.
Yeah, we can't hear that.
Oh, shit. Ah. Oh, shit.
Dude, you just made a meme out of yourself, man. People are going to put that if they ever hear that. Okay, with your Latina,
no,
man.
No. It's Latina night, okay? Because it's Cinco de Mayo. Okay, so I don't know why she made $75, though.
No, it's not Cinco de Mayo. It's May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, it's the 4th, and not the 5th.
Yeah, it's the pregame for Cinco de Mayo, you know, right?
Oh, all right, that makes sense. You got to drink all the way till tomorrow.
I have no knowledge of this shit.
It's a Mexican.
It's tough being married. It's complicated. I like to see like girls. She goes out with Latina guys at night. It's a thing. You do that when you get married, right? Right? You're married?
Oh hell no!
You asked that earlier, and you said it was fake, but now
I have money. That's why I'm married.
Yes. But now we know it's real. Oh my God. Oh man. Well, I think
why did she make $75? I don't understand.
What's
the How much does $75 get you? Like, what is she doing to them?
$75 worth of what?
Maybe they want a twerking contest. I'm gonna be honest.
It'll get you a lot of $5.
Maybe a cumbia. Maybe a cumbia contest. I don't know what that is, but maybe. I don't know, Lamont. Everything's fine. You sound fine. Everything's fine. $75 is nothing. Just tell her you made $100, and then you'll get answers.
I would do a lot for $75. Just saying.
So, yeah, me too right now.
It's all right. I deserve it. I shat in the sink.
What? Like just now.
Wait, why?
Oh, no. You sound... What else did you do? You told me, but what else did you do? You did something else.
You're talking about the candle in the toilet? Okay, candle in the toilet. Yes. The smell.
It's so...
Oh, boy.
So, all right. No. Okay, I shat in the sink. That's fine. That's bad.
Wait,
I put
why?
The candle in the toilet, and it clogged the toilet, so there's nowhere to put it.
Why?
Wait, well,
why am I telling the story?
A lot of questions. You're giving
me questions. Wait, Hog, when did I tell you this story? Like, I don't tell people this story.
You told me like a couple of hours ago.
God, I gotta stop drinking the beer, Joel.
Wait, so you shit in the sink and put a candle in the toilet. Was it? Well, okay, I have so many questions right now.
Did you need like romantic lighting to shit in a sink?
No, okay. Well, no. I don't remember it because I was blackout drunk. I do remember it, though. It was
a likely story. Okay.
I remember saying, just let it happen.
Let it happen. Just to yourself?
That's all I could say. I was too drunk to talk. I was just saying, she was like trying to stop me. And I was like, let it happen.
This is a catchphrase between us now. We just think just everything. Let it happen.
Please.
Oh, let it happen. Yesterday, let it happen.
Wait, what about the candle? Was it lit?
So, you know how, like, in some bathrooms, you have, like, scented candles for the smell?
So, you put it in the toilet?
Did you shit on it?
I think it was my solution for the smell, but I don't know. I flushed it down the toilet. And... I live in a building, and I guess it clogged the plumbing for an entire floor.
Oh, God.
Everybody had, like, water coming out. It was bad.
Oh my God, I just don't, you know what, dude, this is going to be probably the best one that we've done so far.
As the tides wax and wane.
But,
oh.
The reason I bring this up, though, is like, I mean, have you guys shat in the sink? Like, that's what people do, right?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never been that drunk.
I pissed in a bottle of iced tea when I was a child. I thought it'd be funny. There was no other reason.
Degenerates, dude.
Yeah. No. All right.
I got so drunk on my 21st birthday. One of my friends had to hold my dick while I peed. I remember that, but
that's pretty
much it. And then somebody peed in my sink right in front of me while I was peeing.
That would
in my bathroom sink. So
see, peeing in a sink is one thing. Shitting in it, unless it's pure liquid diarrhea, you're just making a problem for sober you or hungover you.
Do you guys know what Das Boot is? Like
yes.
German bars? German?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't weird. It was like, you know, it was for business. I was out in like, it was a business to get together with my coworkers. I had to get a pair of boots. So that's like, what, 4 liters? 4 liters?
I think so. Yeah.
So that's like, you know what, like 4 pints? Apparently that's my limit.
Jesus.
Where am I going with this?
Well, it depends on what kind of a boot it is, because some of them I think are bigger.
Anyways, German beer, Undia, I bet you would agree with this, Undia. German beer will make you shit in the sink. It acts like it's your friend.
Because,
you know, it's like, it's really good beer. But no, it is not your friend.
Maybe this is why I stick to Canadian beer. It makes you polite and drunk. That's a dog. Who's that?
That wasn't me. Huh? I mean, what else you got? Wait, how long has this been going? How long have we got?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
It's been about 20 minutes. You know what? I think that's fair enough. I think we'll end it here. It's pretty good. We'll be prepared next time. We'll make everyone pages in there so you guys can find stuff to talk about.
Oh, we can't end on pooping in the sink.
No,
we can always end on pooping in the sink.
No.
It's over. Well, this is Captain Skids and the rest of us here. Like I said, right now I'm on Twitch. Captain Skids. Wait, what is my name? Wait, twitch.tv/thecaptainskids. And then my Twitter is CaptainSkidsHD. And if you guys want to plug yourself, do it in this thing right here.
Fine.
And then, wait, you do the outro too because you're better.
All right, well, everyone else go before me then.
If anyone wants to plug anything, go for it.
Don't drink German beer.
Don't forget about my movie coming out October 5th. It's called Venom. Enjoy it.
No, it's called Brokeback Mountain 2 with Jake Gyllenhaal, remember?
Oh, I like that.
They changed the title in the last second.
Beer will act like it's your friend, but it's not your friend. Remember that. Alcohol is not your friend.
Pooped in the sink.
I want to poop in the sink now.
Do it. Please, do it.
Anything, Hog? Are you guys
doing anything here at the outros?
No, nothing.
All right. Let me know if I'm in a good frame, because this is dancing around for me.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah? All right, perfect.
Wait, actually, come over here.
Where? Oh, right here?
Where I'm at, yeah. There you go. Go for it.
Right here? All right. Okay, so check me out on YouTube, Solston. I don't know the link. I don't know. YouTube.com/C/SolstonGaming or some shit like that. I don't know. Anyway, alcohol is your friend. Don't listen to him. Don't shit in the sink. That's really messed up. And we'll see you next time on the Salt Podcast. Remember, #, shit's fired right into the sink. And ask us #, salty questions.
Yes. Yes, salty questions.
I made a #.
Yeah. Good.
Fuck yeah. You fucking made the shit out of that.
Won't stop until we have comments that number in over 9,000.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week on Friday. Again, we do this every Friday. We'll be prepared. I hope you guys liked it. I'm going to edit this tonight and cry.
He says we'll be prepared, but we won't.